A Postillion Struck by Lightning by Dirk Bogarde. Read by the author. Part 1. Summertime. Chapter 1. We were almost halfway down the gully when my sister screamed and called out, "I found him!" But she hadn't. It was just an old rusty can gleaming wet in the dew among the leaves. It wasn't George, by any stretch of the imagination. I'd know George anywhere. He wouldn't be down the gully, that I was pretty sure. He'd be up top in Great Meadow, where the grass was fresh and tender, and there were hosts of dandelions, which he liked. Not in the gully, which was deep and dry, usually, and lined with great ash and oak and chalky along the edges full of warrens, and down at the bottom by the road, old cans and bedsteads and stoves which people dumped among the nettles. George was the kind of tortoise who thought for himself, and he would never have thought to wander so far from the house when the great meadow was bung full of food and surrounded the place in which he usually lived. He wasn't a complete fool. I struggled up the side of the gully and broke through the nettles and elder bushes into the field. I was soaking with dew, and down below in the valley the first chimneys were smoking and a meadow lay still in silver light. Good 100 acres of it. It was going to be a bit of a job to find George among all that grass. My sister was behind me, having scrambled painfully through the elder branches, whimpering from time to time.